Supposed to go to right field, down the line. That's a fair ball, and Gordon's going to score, and the Royals will take the early 1-0 lead. Eske stops at second base with an RBI double.
And there's your one Royals offensive highlight. It's a consistent theme on this show. Here on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill and Downs. Royals lose 3-1. That was their one run. That was it. One. Well, one's better than zero. But not enough. Royals lose, and Ned with his first ejection of the year as well.
Well, I mean, we've been struggling to score runs with runners in scoring position, and I don't mind you're going to miss a pitch. And obviously miss the pitch. It was obvious with my eye, and then it was obvious when I looked at replay. I mean, I kind of, it's okay if you miss strike one, but strike three to end the at-bat when he's working the at-bat, he's working hard. Yeah, of course we're going to be upset. But, you know, I yell at him just to, you know, get his act together, and he looked at me and shrugged his shoulders. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't care? Is that what it means? So that's what set me off.
So Ned a little frustrated, rightfully so. But at the end of the day, the Royals are 40 games under 500, 25-65. We asked about a month ago how many losses the Royals would have. I think it was just Chad and me. I think Dusty was gone. Chad said 107. I said 114. Mine's looking better all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, when I said that, I was like, well, that would be, they'd have to play pretty bad baseball.
Well, mission accomplished
so far. And they'll probably trade a couple of their
challenge
better players.
Challenge accepted.
And they'll probably trade a few of their better players, which, who knows, they might be better off without those guys. I don't know. But Danny Duffy last night, you know, still doing his best. Back on his A game, six innings of scoreless baseball, wasted. And the Royals lost 10 in a row, 28 of 32. And the Twins aren't even that great. And the whole rally for the Twins began with a guy hitting 131 who got a double off of lefty reliever Tim Hill. And then things kind of went down from there. And, of course, Brandon Mara came in and had to give up his usual run or more that he comes in and does. The other day, Drew Botero pitched to just get through the final out. They couldn't get the final out the other night. They were trying. Mara gave up 5 runs and 2/3, and Mauer's horrible.
No, you know how hard it is to have a 12.54 ERA as a reliever? Like, it means you're not getting anybody out, like, no. Ever.
Justin Graham, who didn't have a good time with the Royals and got hurt, he was let go. So they don't have Justin Graham anymore, not that that matters. I guess the question that we have here, and I put it on social media, is there any hope in sight for the Royals? Like, give me, why should I be optimistic about the Kansas City Royals organization right now? Give me some hope. Not so fast. Slow down.
I mean, all
you... Hold on. I'm writing down all the things you're mentioning about hope. I can't keep up.
Right. I mean, all you can really do is look at, like, Singer and Coar and maybe some of these pitchers that they drafted that are
moving. So you're saying I should be excited. My hope is the draft of this year.
I mean, that's okay. For pitching.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm looking at. I think that's why they drafted a lot of college pitchers.
Absolutely.
That's why they didn't go after high school guys. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it, you gotta look at AA and single A and see when they're gonna be up. I mean, I think we all know it's not gonna be a 1 or 2 year thing here as far as the rebuild, because I think a lot of us agree the rebuild for the big league club hasn't even started yet.
Right.
So. You got to take your time and hope these guys are going to pan out, the ones that are in the system like the old system panned out.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way you can look at hope, you know. I mean, Prado, you know, how far away is he? You know, guys like that that you're looking at, the kid at AA that's hitting a lot of home runs, and, you know, you got to hope it all pans out.
Matias, 26 homers, which leads all of minor league baseball.
Yep. I mean, that's your hope.
I'll give you hope. They had 11 All-Stars for the AA All-Star game.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I went and I looked at those 11, and some were unsigned free agents, not draft picks, and some were draft picks. And so maybe some of those guys will – that or they had 60 people on the roster. I don't know for the All-Star game in AA, because that's a lot of from one organization, but – that's what they claim. I guess we can, you know, the hope is the future. That's the answer.
Yeah,
the hope
exactly.
is the future, but it's not the immediate future. It's the distant future, like you said. And, you know, Brad Keller looks like he could be something, but, you know, I'll wait and have him pitch a whole year as a starter before I jump the gun there, because Jake Junis looked pretty good late last year, and then he looked good early this year. Duffy had a stretch where he was dominant best pitcher in baseball for about 2.5 months a couple years ago, and now starting to maybe refine it, but he's not an ace yet. He hasn't been consistent enough. And, you know, Whit Merrifield, if Whit Merrifield was 24 or 25, I'd be all goo-goo for Cocoa Puffs, but he's 29.
Yeah.
He's having an all-star season, but he's 29. He seems to be getting better. I'm not holding hope for Bubba Starling. Bonifacio, maybe he's going to be an early good player. Soler's kind of injury prone. He was doing pretty well until he got hurt this year. Mondesi doesn't excite me as a superstar. So I guess we're going to rely on a whole bunch of 18 and 19 year olds. That's our hope.
Yep.
Like it used to be for the Royals. And then eventually some of those guys panned out. Hosmer, Moustakas, made some trades. Greg Holland, a late draft pick. Gerard Dyson, Salvador Perez, which a lot of people didn't know about. I mean, perhaps the Japanese pitcher they signed out there at 16 is going to be an all-star at 21, right? You just got to – all you got is hope right now.
Yeah.
Man, the Royals are 25 and 65. They'll play again today. Do they have to? Yes. They will play the Twins again in Minnesota. Ian Kennedy back from the DL. Yay. 1-8, ERA of 5.11. Royals back in action. Man, you try to be positive, but I wouldn't want to. It'd be tough to be a TV and radio announcer for the Royals right now, but they've had practice at it. Had it before 14.
Yeah.
Early before 13. 13, they had a good year. All right, Wimbledon continues. Going to give me an update on Wimbledon. You follow this a lot closer than I do.
Yeah, actually, I think some matches have already gone on today, so let me pull that up real quick.
I know Del Potro.
Yeah, Del Potro and Nadal, I think, both won already today.
And Nadal won yesterday.
Yeah, and Serena Williams is on the court right now. And
she's in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, these are quarterfinals on the women's side. Serena Williams and Georges. There's no top 10 women remaining. Angelique Kerber, the 11th seed, is the top seed left there, but on the men's side.
She made the semis, by the way. She won today in the quarter, so she's in the semis.
Okay, yeah.
Ostapenko won, so she's moving on to semifinals. Georgie is who Serena Williams is playing. When you say no top 10 player, that's so misleading.
Top 10 seeds, yeah.
Because Serena Williams,
when she's healthy and she's playing,
when she
top 10
plays, she's top 10 player.
Yeah.
And she's playing, and she's down 3-2. 40-15, so she might be down a break in the quarterfinals, but I think that tells you what's wrong with women's tennis. I like Serena, but if Serena can come back and do the things she does and just like that move right into the quarters or semis or finals, that tells you that the women's draw is not that great.
Yeah.
Because she's not even close to being. To me, I see her. She's not close. To me, she's not in full tip-top shape yet, and yet she's in the quarters.
Yeah.
You don't want to add anything to that?
Okay, no, I mean, I can't really add much to that. I mean, you're exactly right about it. Like, that's what's wrong with women's tennis.
What do you do?
I mean, what do you say about it? I mean, if she can come in and do that, that's what's happening. So,
but Venus Williams doesn't roll through this thing.
And Venus isn't Serena, though.
Well, I know that.
Never has been.
No, I know.
I mean,
she's a pretty good player.
She was early. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though, is
Sharapova
brought that up.
Sharapova couldn't get through.
Yeah, and Sharapova's, you know, none of these players are Serena Williams, the skill level that she's got.
Right. But nobody would say she's playing great tennis right now, Serena. She's not playing great tennis. She's just playing good enough tennis to beat because the field's not that great.
Yeah.
She's down 4-2 now. Might be in trouble. The men's singles, Djokovic wins in straight sets yesterday, Nadal in straight sets, Jonathan Isner straight sets, Del Potro won today in four sets, all three of the four sets went tiebreaker, Anderson won yesterday, so Federer won in straight sets, Anderson will take on Federer in the quarterfinals, and you could have Djokovic and Nadal in the semis, possibly. Djokovic looked pretty good yesterday. I saw a little bit of that. Had some highlights. He looked more like his normal self. So on the men's side, there's more star power, obviously.
And on the men's side, there's more guys like Serena Williams that can be, you know, on a downturn, but then come right back in. And like Novak Djokovic, he's a 12 seed, but he's probably one of the top five players in tennis right now. So
yeah, seeded 12th, but definitely one of the top five if he's healthy. So who you picking to win the Wimbledon on the women and men's side? Who you picking?
I'm picking Fed for sure.
Fed over Nadal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, on grass.
Okay.
See,
I'll pick Nadal to win.
And then I think Serena will turn it around today. I think she's going to win it.
So you think she'll win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Hmm. Isn't this, she set out the French, right? So this is her first major since having a baby. And she just goes right in and wins it.
Since U.S. last year, I think. I don't think she's done anything since then.
Wow. That'd be impressive. Something tells me she's not going to win it. She's going to lose to somebody, but I don't know. I can't tell you who because I don't know enough about about the other players, to be honest with you. World Cup semifinals. Today it gets underway. France and Belgium. Tomorrow, Croatia and England. All right, who you got? Brazil's out, so Chad has no adopted team anymore. Australia's out. Nobody adopted England. So France, Belgium, who you got? France or Belgium?
I got France today, yeah.
I got France.
I got Belgium.
All right. Just being different.
No, I've watched them twice.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched France.
Croatia. Some bang-up analysis here. Croatia and England, who you got?
England.
England.
I'll take Croatia to be different, just like you. And I haven't seen either one of them play, so how's that? Okay, you were talking about fake news. That comes up quite a bit, you know, and we've talked about it in politics earlier today on the show. And our president likes to say fake news, and other places like to say fake news a lot. And it's funny because the sports topic that we're about to bring up is a pretty big topic. And yet I don't see the term fake news being thrown out there, but yet I see everybody saying everything but that term fake news. So I don't know if it's a comment reserved for President Trump. He's the only one that gets to make it or what. I don't know. But there are people, there's two sides. Once again, this is how our country is. We have one side and we have another side. There's not much in the middle. And that gap seems to widen every day. And it seems to be kind of the same way when it comes to concussions in football. Would you agree with that? Like, it seems to be there's the side where you got your coaches and you got your people that are proponents of football and supporters of football that are like, okay, this is a witch hunt. Football is safer than it's ever been. Yes, there are concussions. It is a contact sport. There are concussions in other sports. And it's an attack on the National Football League. It's an attack on football. There are a lot of people that are misinformed, that just read a headline or don't even read a whole story, that believe any article that they have that can be misleading, or they don't say the words, but they could say fake news because there is a lot of misinformation out there. And then there is the other side, which is like, well, CTE. You know, you don't know until you're dead and you had your brain looked at whether or not you had CTE. And there is this fear factor now, and we're seeing that, according to various reports, whether you believe them or not, of course, is that there are some younger kids now, when they get a concussion or two, fearing that their life is over because of all this crazy pandemonium about CTE and concussions cause CTE, thinking that they're going to die at an early age, so then they kill themselves early. As teenagers.
Yeah.
And they don't even know if they have CTE. They could be just fine. And here's the thing. CTE isn't just tied to football, but that's the way the national media portrays it. You don't hear a big story about CTE in basketball. You don't hear this big story about CTE in rugby. Rugby's more dangerous than football. And now there's a study that comes out, whether you want to believe it or not, a new study led by a professor at Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine has found that the concussion obsession that has surrounded football for the past decade or so may soon have some company from other sports, and some of those sports may surprise you. According to the study that was presented at an annual conference for orthopedic surgeons, girls' soccer has the highest per capita rate of concussions among high school sports, and they hold the spot by a pretty significant amount. The research shows that roughly 27% of all injuries suffered by girls' soccer players are traumatic brain injuries, while football reported a 24% correlation between brain injuries and overall injuries. For quite some time now, there have been claims of concussion issues in sports like girls' soccer, but this appears to be the first concrete study showing it. According to the article, to our knowledge, this is the first study to report that concussions now account for a higher proportion of injuries in girls' soccer than boys' football. The concussion rate for girls' soccer is also increasing rapidly and is now nearly tied with boys' football and threefold higher than boys' soccer. Comparatively, football's numbers fall within about a percentage point of both girls' basketball and boys' soccer, both sports you hear little to no concussion conversations about. The study also shows that there was a significantly higher proportion of concussions among girls' sports versus boys' sports. So there you have it. let's eliminate all girls sports. Because that's the reaction in football, is that when these studies come out, and there are people that I think do have an agenda, just like we talked about in politics earlier today, that do want to take the National Football League down a peg or two, or they want to eliminate football, or they don't like football, or they think it is unsafe. And so they want to make the decision for other people that may believe football is a good sport for their kid. And so the more they read about a story, which may or may not be accurate, which may or may not be true or fake news, and so they go, oh, there you go. Another player died of CTE, or there's another concussion. And yet they never mention the other sports. It's always football.
Yeah.
They don't mention the other sports. And in fairness to the sport of football, why isn't that being mentioned? Because what happens is every time, I'll ask this question. When you hear the term CTE, what comes to your mind right off the bat? The first thing that pops in your head when I say CTE, what do you think?
Probably NFL football.
Football.
As far as what sport?
I'm not saying sport. What's the first thing that pops in your head? I say CTE.
Head injury.
Okay, and then what?
Sports.
Football. But people don't think sports. They say football. That's the overwhelming feeling across America. It's football. Football is the only one that has concussions.
Until the article I read a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, it's like football is the only sport that has concussions. It's not. There's other sports that have concussions. Now, is football a more violent sport than basketball and baseball? Yes. Girls soccer, obviously, can be pretty violent, and you don't have the head protection. Rugby, as I mentioned, is a very violent sport, and they don't have all the helmets on like you do in football. So there are other sports where you can have concussions. And here's the thing that I think is misleading, but I don't know. I think it's misleading. I don't know for sure. But if you study somebody's brain when they've passed away that's played football, Junior Seau would be a good example. Junior Seau took his life, believe it was CTE that caused it, okay? So people then connect the dots and say he played in the National Football League for so many years, so the NFL and football killed Junior Seau. But is that true? Because how do we know when Junior Seau had all the concussions? What if he had concussions playing sports in junior high and high school, a combination of football and other sports, and then got a few more playing football in the NFL? You see where I'm going with this? How do we know if a kid that's 25 passes away in a car accident and they donate his brain for research and they go, oh, it's CTE. Well, he did play football for 2 years. Yeah, but maybe he skateboarded and he did lots of tricks and hit his head a lot. Wouldn't that be, don't we need to know the history from the family?
Well, if you're asking Junior Seau's family, they're going to tell you it's all football.
And it could be.
So you do. I mean, that's how you know. I mean, you talk to the family. Right. You talk to mom. Did he skate as a kid? Did he play soccer
but
as
how many
a kid?
Times, but how many times do you? I was in basketball and PE. I slipped and fell and hit my head.
Sure.
I might have had a concussion. I don't know. You just got up and you went on.
Sure.
How does a parent know that?
I know of three concussions I've had for sure, and none of them happened playing football.
So whatever you did, we should ban it.
Okay, driving a car.
Perfect. You can't drive anymore.
Falling.
On the ice. You can't walk anymore.
Actually, it wasn't ice. It was steps.
Okay, you can't climb steps anymore.
Right, and one was a skateboard.
Well, no more skateboarding. See, it's simple. You ban all that stuff, you'll never get a concussion.
Boom.
See where I'm going with this, ladies and gentlemen. That's the overreaction in our society. Well, there's CTE. Well, this player had CTE. This player had it. Well, football killed him. So don't play football. Well, what we don't know is that this person may have played basketball and had two concussions when they're eighth grader. They might have had, was in multiple car accidents and multiple concussions from car accidents. Might have skateboarded or did dirt bike racing. There's another one. You get, you know, doing tricks with dirt bikes. And you flip over and you hit your head. Even if you got a helmet on, you have a brain trauma. Parents, we can ask parents all we want. Well, okay, let's go back the whole Rolodex of your kid's 42 years on Earth. How many concussions did he have? Well, I don't know. Because you probably wouldn't know. How many? And it's not just concussions. That's another misnomer here. It's brain trauma. You can have a blow to a head and not be a concussion and still be something traumatic enough to hurt your brain. That can help develop CTE.
Yeah.
So CTE is still in its infancy stages of being studied and figuring out the direct correlation between football, but not just football. It should be about, they should be, if other people pass away, they should look at, well, have they played soccer, girls soccer in this case, basketball, baseball, skateboarding, skiing. You can get concussion skiing. You got people doing all kinds of tricks on ski slopes. You can fall and crash and hit your head. What's another? I'm trying to think of a regular profession there you can get concussions. Just a regular job. There's probably things that happen.
I would guess in construction you can get concussions.
Think so.
Things fall and
there you go.
You know, you're not expecting it.
That could happen. So we don't know the history of each of these individuals, but when somebody just labels it, well, that kid played football a couple of years. Well, that's got to be it. Well, how do we really know that? I mean, we can't study the brain. As far as I know, from everything I've read, you can't study the brain and go, okay, that one came from skateboarding, and that trauma came from slipping on the ice during the winter. You don't know these things, so you need to know the history of the athlete or the person. You don't have to be an athlete to have CTE.
No.
There's another misnomer. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be an athlete. Well, you got to be a football player. No, you don't. Well, you got to be an athlete. No, you don't. You can have CTE. Here's one. How about you're abused as a kid? I haven't even gone there yet. Well, you get whapped across the head by dad or mom or a friend or a babysitter.
Brother.
Yeah, sister. I mean, you know, sometimes you're just being playful. My kids do that, and then they, like, my four-year-old throws something. He threw his little hoe out in the backyard yesterday. Well, if that hits my 12-year-old right in the head, there's a brain trauma and maybe more problems. Okay? We don't know the history of all of these people with CTE. So when they do the studies and they go, well, he played football for 4 years. Well, maybe he never had a concussion in his 4 years at football. Maybe he had three in junior high. Maybe he was on the merry-go-round when he was five, fell, hit his head.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I think we got to be very, 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 very careful. But this is the agenda that we see, and these stories being pushed by people, and some are being down the middle, just trying to present the facts as best they can. And others certainly seem to have an agenda towards, let's take down football. And I don't know every individual person doing the research. I don't know every single doctor or study, what they're trying to accomplish, whether or not they have a hidden agenda or not. But the overall let's be honest. If you ask 10 people on the streets today, and you ask them, CTE, what comes to your mind? It'll be one of the two things you guys just said. It's either going to be head injury, concussion, football. Agree?
Yeah.
It's
not
going to be
Concussion would actually come to mind first, but right now when we're talking about a CTE, NFL football comes to mind first because of the concussion movie and all the lawsuits and all that stuff.
Right. But there's no movie on girls' soccer.
Yeah. No, nobody would.
And girls' soccer isn't as popular. So it's easier to take down them or try to use an example or set an example, and the NFL would be that example. Well, you know, they don't take care of their players, safety, concussions, and that could be all very well true. But that's where we got to be careful of labeling everything in one false swoop as, well, CTE is a football thing. It's not. It's a sports thing. It's not. But that's what people think. If you ask 10 people on the street today what CTE is, there might be one or two who might not know what it is, but they're going to say concussion, head injury, or football. Maybe they'll say sports. They're not going to talk about childhood accidents.
No.
They're not going to talk about being abused. They're not going to talk about skateboarding. They're not going to talk about anything else that could have anything to do with head traumas. Well, that's leaving out some things, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if a person ends up taking their life at the age of, say, 25, and then they go, oh, well, CTE. Yeah, well, the kid was down. The person was down. CTE, that's what caused him to take his own life. But if you don't share the information about he was beaten as a child and had concussions or brain trauma while he was a child, that's really not telling the full story now, is it? And also, on top of that, CTE might not have been what caused the person to take their life. It could be the horrible, horrible memories of the abuse they took as a child, both the mental and physical abuse. So we so easily in society want to just pin it in a little, we want to pigeonhole it. And we want to say that football is the problem. CTE is a football problem. This study, a study, says not so fast. Girls' soccer is worse when it comes to concussions than football. So now the question is, do you tie that into CTE, or do you leave it as a concussion study and not even bring up CTE? What happens if down the line we have a rash of young women taking their lives and find out that they had CTE and they never played football? Are we going to hear about that nationally?
Probably
not. For all we know, it might already have happened.
Yeah.
But the girls' soccer is not a billion-dollar industry.
No.
You want to make examples out of things that are easily seen and people know. The NFL would be one of those.
Yeah, exactly. And like all football takes the brunt of that because what football in this country is way more popular than soccer.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just the way it is.
Like, well, soccer across the world is more popular than football.
Yeah, if we're the rest of the world, then they'd be talking about soccer. If this is a study in England, they're talking about soccer.
Yeah.
They're talking about the players in the World Cup right now.
I would agree with you.
You know, if this is anywhere pretty much other than the United States, they're talking about soccer as an issue with concussions. Because have you watched soccer? Like, people that are listening, watch them play soccer. Like, I've watched not a lot of the World Cup, but I've seen on two different occasions where a guy goes in for a header and they headbutt. Like, mm-hmm. two different players are hitting heads against each other without helmets on, without protection. So obviously that's a chance for some pretty good brain trauma there.
Absolutely.
Let's forget about a headbutt. Let's just think about how many times your head hits a ball that's been kicked at some whatever mile per hour at your head.
40, 50, 60 yards.
And yeah, and you're hitting a header from a corner, you know, a corner shot, you know, and you're heading it in off the foot of a guy that kicked it to you from the corner and right. you're trying to head it into the goal. Like, what's the blunt force trauma that goes into your right. head right there
sure.
of trying to head something into a goal?
It. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean,
dude, I bounced the ball off my head. That hurts.
Like, Neymar's kicking the ball from the corner and you're heading it. Like, that can't be healthy.
You can't put much force on the ball to get it in.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
goal.
Right. And you're jerking your neck and doing whatever you need to get yourself in the position to do it, too. Yeah. And Abby Wambach could be one of those people that could have, you know, watching the Women's World Cup. We're talking women's soccer, girls' soccer here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, how many times does she score goal on header, you know, from a shot from the corner and things like mm-hmm. that. So, you know, I mean, if you watch soccer, you can understand pretty quickly that it can be a dangerous sport. You get out and play a sport with 5-6 people even on the floor at one time, on the field at one time. Doesn't matter what sport you're playing. Because you could talk about basketball, too. I know plenty of people that have gotten concussions in basketball.
Me, too.
And one of the worst concussions I've ever seen, I was doing the game. It was my buddy, actually, that got it in Concordia at the PTL tournament. It was one of the worst ones I've ever seen in my life. It was on the basketball floor. He tried to take a charge. His head jerked back, hit the floor, and he was laying on the floor for 10 minutes. So it's not just even the contact sports that you think of.
Yeah,
where you can get a concussion. You know, it's all kinds of different places in sports. So I think people are hopefully, and I'm not saying that, and I'm not trying to give a pass to football as being a safe sport
right,
or anything
sure,
like
right.
that. Everybody knows the inherent risk when you step onto a football field and you're playing a contact sport like football.
Right.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't matter where you're at in any realm. It doesn't even have to be sports, like you said, but we're talking on a sports show right now.
Sure.
So in any realm of whatever you do athletically, and even if it's not, I mean, I could slip on a tennis court.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're also going to have a lot more luck collecting damages for these kind of things from the NFL than you are from women's soccer.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can look at and understand that if you're actually watching things happen and how the games are being played, it's clearly not just a football issue if you're paying attention to what's going on. I mean, obviously the risk is higher on a normal contact sport.
See, and that's the thing that goes back to what we've been talking about on Waterside Wake Up earlier today, and it ties in yesterday a little bit, and that's the problem is that we're not I think everybody needs to be more responsible in how they report things. And we're not getting the full story. Like, we're getting one side. And so the National Football League, and I'll be honest with you, the National Football League has kind of just taken it. Like, they haven't really been forceful in fighting back. I mean, they're like, and I think they know that they obviously weren't the best in protecting their players over the years. Maybe that's why.
They did not do a good job.
No, they didn't. But they don't come out and, like, forcefully, you know, deny a whole bunch of stuff or come out on Twitter with a whole big response and then, you know, have stuff that isn't true and things like that. They're taking it. But there'll probably be a time where they have to step up and make a stand or a statement or something of some sort. But in some ways, that doesn't help them because they just kind of take that. Because it's almost like they're admitting, we're the cause of it. And they're not. I mean, they're part of it. CTE's part. Football players, yes, they have a chance to get CTE from various concussions. It's usually you don't get it from just one concussion. It's from multiple head traumas. And like we said, it doesn't have to be always concussions. It can be a head trauma that maybe wasn't labeled a concussion or that you never went to the doctor to see. And for all you know, you had 12 concussions and you never knew it. Well, it's a grade one. You know, the way they grade the concussions, like, dude, as long as it's serious. I don't care what number you put on it.
Yeah.
If it's a head trauma, it's a head trauma. But we're not getting that information. The show, I think maybe we're starting to, but it's so misleading because there are people out there that don't follow this like we do, that maybe are on the fence about football, that have totally been jumped off the fence and said, there's no way my kid's playing football. Not after that. But yet their girl plays soccer. What? So you're not being told all the information. I mean, if there's a mom out there that's really scared of their child getting a concussion and they don't want their son to play football, which is fine. That's understandable. Trying to protect their kid. But then their girl, the sister, plays soccer. It's kind of hypocritical. But the parent might not even know they're hypocritical because they're not getting the news
in
the
story. Probably don't.
They don't know.
I didn't know till 2 days ago.
Right. So that's where the media or people got to pick up these stories and either spread them like they spread the whole CTE stories about football. They have to say do the same thing with soccer or other sports or not spread as much as wildfire as they do with CTE because there is a fear factor. And this is where we're going in society nowadays. We present something and just scares the you-know-what out of somebody. And that's like, that's it. Can't do that anymore. Well, let's ban football. Wait a minute. You're not banning boxing. Why don't you ban boxing? You know what I hear? Well, you choose to do that. Oh, so somebody puts a gun to your head to play football? No, you choose to play football. You don't have to play football. You know, it's like, used to be you got drafted, you were going to have to go into the service. You don't have to sign up for the Army anymore. You can sign up for the Army and serve our country and put your life at peril. That's your choice. Hopefully you come back safely. You may not, but that was your choice to join. And it's your choice to play football. And when I hear that as a cop-out, like, well, football just needs change. It's just too unsafe. It's just not, it's not safe. This. Well, if you think that, then don't let your kid play. Okay, that's fine. Don't let your kid play. But don't go around saying football needs to be banned. Because if you're going to sit on that pulpit and you say that football should be banned because of head trauma, then as we just established earlier, you better quit driving a car because there's a chance for an accident in your head hitting the windshield. That would be a head trauma. All right? You better quit skiing on the slopes in Colorado. You better stop skateboarding. You better not ride your bike. You better not play basketball, baseball. You better get out of construction or whatever other job that could be you get a concussion. You choose to do that. When you, and you should know now as more than ever before because of this stuff spreading like wildfire across national media sources, you should know now more than ever before more of the dangers or overreaction of dangers in the stories with concussions. So just because you think football is not a good sport, just because you think it may not be safe, why are you trying to ban it? Well, I'm trying to protect other kids and people. Well, then, when you get football banned, go ahead and ban boxing, ban wrestling, and let's just go ahead and go right down the scoop, and nobody will drive a car anymore either. Well, that's extreme, Wade. That's extreme. Is it? Don't you think banning football is extreme? We've played it for years. And by the way, there are many football players that have lived long lives that have played football, that have had head injuries. But there's no national story about that. Because we like to pick and choose what fits our variables or our agendas. And that's what people believe is happening with the CTE discussion across this country, trying to scare people from playing football, and that we just don't have enough information collected. Now, as a parent, you can say, you know what, I agree. There's not enough information that's been collected, and I'm not sure whether or not football is directly correlated with CTE. It could be other things. But to be on the safe side as a mom or a dad, I'm not going to let my kid play football. That's fair. That's totally fair. That makes sense to me, okay?
Yeah.
But don't go spewing stuff like, we got to ban football. Football is horrible. It's unsafe. It's hurting our kids. And NFL players are dying from it left and right. No, they're not. And why are you going to start with football? How about race car driving? Should we stop NASCAR? UFC. Holy cow. There's a sport we need to stop. Well, but they choose to take punches to the head without helmets. Well, you choose to put a helmet on and go hit somebody and try to tackle them. What's the difference?
And I'm
why is football so much different than these other sports from the standpoint of, well, that sport's got to go. It's got to be so much more safer. You don't care about a guy getting his head beat in. Well, yeah, because he chose to do it. Well, you chose to put on a uniform.
Yeah, that's hypocritical.
Isn't it, though?
To complete.
I mean, the easy answer for that is there's... In the NFL, there's 53 people on 32 rosters, so the numbers are so much higher. Is why there's
but not
the
all I'm not of them saying, get concussions.
I'm not saying it's the right reason. What I'm saying is there's so many people that are doing it that it's so accessible and people see it, and that's why.
Right.
That's why they're doing it. That's why they're saying things like that. Well, this is an individual decision when you're in the UFC. I know it's still an individual decision when you're playing football too, but they don't see it that way.
Well, they're wrong.
That's what I'm saying, and I agree with you. I agree 100% with what you're saying. What I'm saying is this is why they're saying things like that. It's not right, but that's why they're saying things like that, because this is a coach that's going out and telling them. This is a coach that's got a team that's going out and telling them what to do.
Right.
As to where... I'm a UFC fighter. I'm Daniel Cormier. I'm, you know, Chuck Liddell or whoever it is that has ever been in this. I'm just going out by myself making this decision and doing it. I mean, that's what they're saying. And like I say, it's not right, but that's where I can guarantee you that's where they're coming from. It's not a – UFC's not a big spectrum of 53 athletes competing in one ring at the same time.
Right. But there's not 53 athletes on the field at the same time. There's
already a problem with that statement.
There's 53 on the sidelines. There's not 53. Yeah. There's 22 at most on the football field at the same time.
Yeah.
22 on a 100-yard field compared to two inside an 8x8 ring, 12x12 ring, whatever the dimensions are.
Yeah.
If you figure out, spread it over the length of a football field and add two people for every ring length, it might be pretty comparable for all I know. I don't know. I haven't done the math on it. So it's just... And by the way, you get to put a helmet on and pads, and you can put a cup on, and you can wear protection that in UFC and boxing, usually you don't get to.
Yeah.
Well, they chose to do that. It's such a cop-out.
Everybody at some point chose to do whatever they're doing.
That's exactly
like, whether
right.
You,
like I said, sign up for the service.
I mean, if you're at that level. Now, I know there's some, probably, you know, in today's world and every generation before us, there's been people that are doing things that they didn't say they wanted to do that were forced to do it by some parents. There's no question about it.
Right.
There's some kids that are out on the football field that probably don't really want to be on the football field at this age. There's some kids that would like to be on the football field, but their parents aren't letting them be on the football field at this age.
True.
And that goes for every sport.
Right.
You know, I've seen personally some people that don't really want to be playing basketball, but they do it because their parents told them to. And
Or they go out because their friends go out.
Yeah.
That's what happens with my kid sometimes is I know my kid likes certain sports better than another one, and the one that's his least favorite, which he still likes, but it's just not as popular for him, I think he probably does more because all his friends still do it. So it's a social part, too, and that is part of sports is the social aspect. You know, I think there's some people out there hate on football so bad and you just think there's nothing good about football. I'll tell you, any team sport can be beneficial.
Yeah.
You work as a team. You learn how to work together, communicate. I mean, we do that as I coach baseball. Whether we're a great team or a bad team, win or lose, we've got to learn how to communicate and work as a team. You know, there's a ground ball to short. You need somebody else to catch it on the other end.
Yeah.
You know, you got to work as a team. You can't do it all by yourself. So there are pros and cons to team sports or individual sports or whatever it might be. But I just wanted to bring that up because that is a story now. I'm like, wow, okay, there's a story that's coming out that says what I thought all along. It's just that we weren't hearing much about it. That is, there's other sports that are dangerous for your head, too. Girls soccer, which I would say boys soccer is probably dangerous, too, I would imagine.
Oh, I mean,
you know, there's no head protection.
Watch soccer.
Just watch World Cup, like you said.
Any kind of soccer, just watch it.
Hockey. What about hockey? Hockey's pretty violent.
The other question is that I haven't seen anybody do any research, and maybe there's being conducted that hadn't come out yet. Are women more likely to get a concussion than a man is? There's some people, guys are more likely to die of heart disease than a woman is.
That's another
one. Is a woman more prone to concussion than a male is? I don't know.
I don't know.
But there's other things like that that come into play, too.
Somebody would immediately connect the dots and go, well, men play football, so men are more likely. Well, wait a minute. There's women's sports, too.
Physiologically, not just because they play a sport, they're more likely. Well, but are they
thing is the percentages, like how many more female athletes or how many more male athletes are there than female athletes times how many sports. And then there's sports that we're not even talking about that women play in, lacrosse, and there's others. You know, there's boys lacrosse,
too. It's hard
to
do a side-by-side study on that. You're not going to have people volunteering to have themselves concussed to find out whether, if we hit this person, this woman this hard with this, and this man this hard with that, who gets the worst concussion?
Well, and there lies another problem in the whole issue, and that is you got to wait till the person's no longer with us to really study the brain to find out. So then these people that are living start to think, after reading all this stuff, that, oh, my God, I had a concussion. Oh, I have a symptom. Oh, my God, I have CTE. Then they start going crazy in the head thinking that they have CTE and they're going to die when you could have CTE, and that's something else we haven't seen. There could be thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people that have some form of CTE that have lived to be 80. And we don't know it because nobody donated a brain for an 80-year-old guy that might have played football back when he was 13, back in, 14 in junior high, or whenever, 15 back in the 1940s or whatever it might be, because they're not thinking about, well, that's why I might have died, or he might have died because he has CTE. But the guys are like, he lived 80 years old. He died of natural causes. Maybe not. Maybe there's more. But we don't get those brains studied. We study those people that have, unfortunately, in essence, usually, have taken their lives. And we can only study it as far as now, when they've died, and donate their brains for research. So then, when that one study came out very recently, that was a big deal, I think, in, publication it was. It might have been Sports Illustrated. Huge, huge story about how 90-some percent of have CTE. Very misleading headline. Because it was 90% of the brains they researched.
They were donated,
because they can't work on the people that are alive. They didn't get brains from other players that never thought they had CTE, or didn't get brains from players that passed away that didn't think they had CTE, because why would they donate their brains if they didn't think they had CTE, them and their family members? So it's you're already going to get the experimental group of brains is going to be pretty much CTE brains. So, of course, you can say 90 to 95% of the brains we studied had some form of CTE of football players that had taken their lives early. You don't have other people donating their brains when they died of natural causes, right?
Exactly.
So it's a very misleading number, isn't it? But that's how the media puts it out there sometimes. Well, 90. And then some mom or dad, oh, my God, 90% of football players die of CTE. That's a little wrong. But that's how...
And that's fake news.
That's how fake news and misinformation gets out there. People aren't responsible with what they put out there sometimes.
It's going to be a theme every day.
It is. It is. And it's not just sports, not just politics. It's across the board. So, You just, once again, it goes back to what we said, it's a theme all day long, and that is, do your own research the best you can. Just don't go off of one report from a publication saying that football's horrible and should be banned and people die of CTE. Why don't you come up and look at the other studies that show that other sports have issues with concussions? It's not just sports. There's other things that we mentioned. And you can go on and do your own research. Don't let one thing, one story, make you tell your kid, that's it, you can't play sports. Conversely, don't let one story convince you that, okay, it's safe to play football. It works both ways. 9:57 our time, 83 degrees on Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. Good discussion. Have a great day, everyone.